Good afternoon, and welcome to a late start to Open Air, KLW's weekly radio magazine of the performing arts. I'm your host, David LaTulippe. I'll be talking with Mark Straczynski, Artistic Director of West Edge Opera, about the company's upcoming game plan for their summer season. Vocalist Leander Ram will also talk about her upended freelance career, what's being rescheduled, and how she's coping with the COVID-19 pandemic. Stay with us. A very good afternoon to you. I'm David LaTulippe, an abbreviated version of Open Air on this important day to hear all of, let's say, future President Newsom's press conference from the Capitol. My next guest, Leander Ram, is a remarkably versatile mezzo-soprano and actress whose performances have graced prestigious venues including Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, the United Nations, and Symphony Space. Recently, she performed the title role in La Cenerentola with the San Francisco Opera Guild and appeared as a soloist with the San Francisco Symphony and Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, conducted by MTT, and Bach's Magnificat, conducted by Ragnar Bolin. In 2019, Leander received the honors of national finalist in the Women in Opera division and semifinalist in the Art Song division from the American Prize and was a grant recipient of the Opera America Career Blueprints for Singers. I'm very pleased to count her as a friend as well. Leander, welcome to Open Air formally.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You also appeared as L'Enfant in L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, in an aerial opera produced by Opera on Tap here in San Francisco recently. Performances of Bach with the San Francisco Choral Society, Beethoven's Ninth with Silicon Valley Philharmonic, and performances of Mendelssohn and Schubert with the San Francisco City Chorus. A very busy, you're like the vocal equivalent of someone with the Freeway Philharmonic. Congratulations on this career, and it must be all the more devastating for you who rely on this kind of a gig economy and the performing arts scene.
Yes, it's really just abruptly stopped as everything shut down. But what's so wonderful is all of these performing arts organizations have been working with the artists and have been rescheduling, and I've also received grants from several arts organizations. I'm so grateful that all of these arts organizations have been helping artists like myself who rely on performing.
Well, we'd love a list of those to share with our readers, our listeners at some point. We can post them on our website because I know people are looking for resources that'd be helpful. And it's wonderful that you've gotten these so quickly, too.
Yes. Yeah, right away. They're really helping so much. I can just tell you a few right now.
Please.
The Musicians Foundation, the Actors Fund, which is not only for actors, it's for everyone in the performing arts. So dancers, opera singers, San Francisco Early Music Festival. And then I just found out yesterday, Silicon Valley Creates also gave me a grant.
Fantastic.
So it's been really, really nice.
Nice. Let's hear a little bit of your wonderful singing. I've got at the ready an excerpt from Lucinda y las Flores de la Nochebuena that was recently released on Albany Records. Tell us about this Christmas opera for children.
This is a beautiful opera, and I've performed this for the last three seasons with the San Francisco Opera Guild. And I play the mama, and I encourage Lucinda to find the confidence within herself, and that if she believes in herself, all of her dreams can come true. And by the end of the opera, she takes my message to heart and she really finds the strength and courage within herself.
Let's hear a little bit of that, and then we'll talk more with Leandra.
Lucinda, go get the yarn. Okay, Mama. My bones are stinging me like needles. haven't said a word. But I'll teach her how to make the offering, hoping she'll remember all that she was shown. I think of all the years a daughter weaves alone. Somewhere in my heart's imagination, I see her stitching a blanket for her child, a brighter kind of gift that the world has never seen. Lucinda will blossom long after I'm gone.
An excerpt from Lucinda y las Flores de la Noche Buena, Evan Mack and Joshua McGuire's new recording on Albany Records, and the beautiful singing of Leandra Ram featured on that. Congratulations. That is really touching music.
Thank you.
And I understand that people could have an opportunity to hear you live tonight on a special presentation.
I will be doing a live virtual concert, and it's hosted by Artists Rise Up. So you can access that by going to Facebook and going to the Artists Rise Up page. And it's 7 o'clock tonight, California time. And it's just going to be some of my favorite songs, singing from my living room, my heart to your heart. And Artists Rise Up is a really wonderful group. It's a collective of performing artists who, prior to the COVID-19 outbreak, were producing concerts and events to raise money for organizations that uplift marginalized communities. And since the outbreak, they've created this virtual campaign called Rise Up for Arts that's giving performing artists like me a chance to connect to people who might not come to live performances.
Fantastic.
To raise money for charity as well.
Leandra Ram making lemonade out of lemons. Fantastic. And I understand that some of the performances that you are scheduled for have been rescheduled, including the San Francisco Choral Society's production of Britain's Rejoice in the Lamb.
Yes. So that performance, it's postponed indefinitely for now, but they're planning to perform the concert as soon as they have the green light from public health leaders and can do it safely. Capella SF, which is a wonderful group conducted by Ragnar Bolin. We are doing a program of Russian music that was supposed to be in May, but that's going to be performed in October. That's October 23rd at 7:30 in Arinda at the Church of Santa Maria, and Saturday, October 25th at 5 p.m. at Mission Dolores. And I'm going to be singing Rachmaninoff's song Spring Waters with Ragnar Bolin on the piano. And it's also going to include music of Shnitka and several wonderful arrangements of famous Russian folk tunes.
Fantastic. Well, keep up with Leandra's wonderful upcoming performances as they restart, hopefully in the weeks and months ahead, at leandraram.com, LeandraRamm.com. We'll have that link at our website as well. Leandra, thanks so much for taking some time with us today, and congratulations on really the fortitude that you're showing and making things work for you.
Thank you.
We'll have you again soon. Let's go out with Leandra singing the beautiful Rodgers and Hammerstein tune from Me and Juliet, No Other Love.
Thank you.
Leandra Ram and No Other Love from Me and Juliet, bringing to a conclusion this week's Open Air. The segment we were going to have with Peter Robinson will be postponed to next week with some classical movie musicals for your enjoyment and his take on those. Our shows are archived at kalw.org, and even in this time of crisis, if you've got something you'd like to see featured for our radio magazine of the performing arts, please let me know. I'm david@kalw.org. Niels Swinkels produces the show. Thanks, Niels.